It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
Getting the show today started was a little difficult because we're having so much fun before we started. Our guests today are more friends, and it is so much fun because I've been watching them on the Home Shopping Network, and Lisa Davis is going to be sorry that she wasn't able to join us today. But our guests today, you'll recognize Ron and Lisa from ronandlisa.com. It's Ron and Lisa Beres, and they are the Healthy Home Dream Team. So anything involving your home, we talk about toxic chemicals a lot. They carry it to a whole new level about things found in your home. You've seen them on national TV. You've seen them on national news. You've seen them all over the place. We've had them on the show before. So Ron and Lisa, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thank you. We're happy to be here.
Thank you, David. Yes.
We just have so much fun talking. We just should have started recording.
Exactly.
But okay. I've got to ask you, you talk about with the holidays coming up, plants that can clean and purify our house. What do you recommend to help clean the air in our house?
Well, first of all, David, just backing up, that is a great solution, the plants, but I wanted to say why it's so important. So there's been numerous studies. In fact, there's a report that was published by the Lancet Commission on Pollution and Health, and it basically stated that 1 in 6 deaths are related to pollution of some kind. And so obviously, indoor air pollution is one of those things.
Right. Indoor air, as we know, is such a huge problem today. We spend 90% of our time indoors, and with the holidays, we're inside and nesting and hibernating more than ever. So to answer your question, David, plants act as nature's little mini air purifiers. NASA actually did a study and found that there are certain plants that not just produce oxygen, but these plants in particular absorb chemical vapors and toxic gases, chemicals that are emitted from furnishings and carpeting and all the things we have in our home, like benzene and formaldehyde and ammonia.
For a second, because you've talked about material. I remember one thing we talked was the chemicals in your wrinkle-free shirts, and I went home and thought of my wrinkle-free shirts. I was so excited to have them and couldn't wear them. Every time I travel, I think, okay, the wrinkle-frees can't go. They got to go in the trash. And so, that's how all these toxins are getting into our houses, through the fabric in our couches and the sheets that we buy and things we don't even realize. And so now we need to purify the air, you're saying, and so what plants do you recommend I have?
Yeah, great point about the formaldehyde. That's one of the biggest indoor air pollutants. So for the holidays, there's actually 3 that I recommend that are, proved to clean the air, and that would be the poinsettia, which we all know is so beautiful at the holidays. Big splash of red. That's actually an air purifying plant, as well as the Norfolk Island pine. It looks like a little mini Christmas tree, and a lot of people actually use this as a mini Christmas tree, and that happens to be an air-purifying plant. And finally, the Christmas cactus. I don't know if you've ever seen that. It's really beautiful because it's green like a cactus, but then on the tips are little red buds. So these are all wonderful to have at the holidays, but they're going to take out that nasty formaldehyde, which is a cancer-causing chemical.
Didn't they have one of those cactuses decorated on Snoopy? Is that where I've seen it?
Yeah, Snoopy. And
cartoons maybe where I saw it, but that's interesting. Okay, okay.
The Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Okay, so you're saying I can purify the air instead of just covering it up, because I'm gonna talk about candles for a minute, because I guess in my house I kind of cover up a lot of the smells with just nicely scented candles. It's one of my favorite times of the year, the cinnamon candles and things like that. What are your thoughts on some of the candles?
That's a great point, David. So there are hidden toxins in many of the traditional candles that are out there. And what I mean by that is typically candles are made from paraffin wax, synthetic fragrance, dyes, and among other toxins. They release this harmful chemical directly in the air, particularly when they're burning, right? And so this can include trace amounts of organic chemicals like acetaldehyde, formaldehyde, acrolein. And the important thing to note is that even the EPA in an EPA report, they noted that candles and incense are potential sources of indoor air pollution.
Right.
Do you think it's from the fragrance being used?
Yeah. I mean, the synthetic fragrances, as you know, that word can hide hundreds of chemicals, right?
Yes,
so whether
yes.
that's in our candles or in our personal care products or air fresheners, which are not freshening your air whatsoever. And these synthetic fragrances have a lot of chemicals in there, like phthalates, that are endocrine disruptors, so they mess with our hormonal system, and I know you are very familiar with that. So a lot of people don't realize when they buy candles, you need to look for 100% essential oils for fragrance. If you want a fragrance candle, you can't eat, not even if it says made with, because that could be like a percent of essential oil. You need 100% essential oil.
That's a good point, because
read
the label, like I say, on skincare and you do with the home products, but they read the candle label. So not just made with, but make sure it says 100%.
100%. And also that paraffin wax that Ron mentioned, I mean, it just blows my mind that they have that treatment at the nail salon for your hands. That's petroleum-derived. Paraffin wax is derived from petroleum.
Good
so
point.
With your candles, look for vegetable wax, coconut wax, bees wax, instead of that nasty petroleum paraffin wax.
Okay, so we're changing the clothes I wear from wrinkle-free. We're changing my candles to more natural and essential oil. What are you going to do next with my foods?
We're going to go into the kitchen because we're going to do a lot of cooking over the holidays, and we want to get unstuck on nonstick. For those of you that are still using nonstick cookware, the problem is a lot of, you're not familiar with it, these chemicals called PFCs, perfluorochemicals, were used in the manufacturing of all these nonsticks. And they have been phased out, but if you have older cookware, I mean, they were only phased out, I think, last year, 2015. So if you have older cookware, you've got that. And it's when you heat these pans that they release toxic gases into the air and actually can kill birds at like 446 degrees Fahrenheit or higher. So what's happening is these companies are putting in new chemicals to replace that, but the jury's not out yet. We don't know what those chemicals are and what the health effects are on those. So rule of thumb.
But you just said, they kill birds, you said. And I'm going to jump back to that, because at first, as you said it, I'm thinking, okay, so it kills birds. Not to be mean, how does that affect me? But then I just realized those birds are dying for a reason. And it's from the chemicals in the air. If it's killing birds, how's that affecting me? And how's that going to affect me in years to come? And, am I going to get cancer from it or other illnesses?
Well, it's PFOA is the chemical. It's actually labeled a likely carcinogen. It is carcinogenic to animals, and the jury's still out again on whether it's carcinogenic to humans, but it's a likely carcinogen. So we believe in the precautionary principle and avoiding any toxins. So you want to go back to what grandma used to use and look for, actually the Romans used cast iron.
I was going to say cast iron. But how do you make it nonstick? But how do you make it nonstick? I was going to say use a lot of butter, my favorite, but how would you make it?
So smart, David.
Let's not get into diets. What would you use to make it nonstick?
Yeah, the cast iron, seasoned cast iron pans are great. And also they now have really great ceramic cookware that is PFTE and PFOA free, and that's what you always want to look for on the label, PFTE and PFOA free. You can also do stainless steel, which is super popular, and glass. Glass is wonderful, and it goes without saying, avoid plastics in general. There was a study published.
I think that's obvious, but you're right. It's not. A lot of people still do. And I'm not a fan of microwaves, but I see people microwave even in plastic, and it's like a double whammy.
Oh, exactly, because that releases those estrogen-type chemicals into your food when you're microwaving plastic. But there was an interesting study done. It was posted in the Environmental Health Perspectives Journal, and they found that all plastics exhibited some form of estrogenic activity. So it's not just, hey, stick with the safer plastic. It's like, hey, you know what? Avoid all plastics when you're cooking your food, because we just don't want to take that risk.
You got a good point. There's a lot we're talking about changing for the holidays. And so one, you can go check it out, the list, because we'll put this in the show notes. You can listen to the show again on the website. To learn more, visit ronandlisa.com. You're going to find a wealth of information. As you can tell, they've helped me a lot over all the different shows. Ron and Lisa, I want to thank you for joining us. We're going to have you back again because it's always a lot of fun. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru, and I want to thank you for listening. And if you've got a question about beauty, visit justaskdavid.com.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit gabradionetwork.com.